but whatever.
It's your boy, Tom Superman, in the mix right here on Superman Radio 1. We got Mamie Kettle here. I'm talking about she is the chairperson for the NAACP, and we're going to be live with Mamie, and we're going to let you know everything you need to know about the politics in the Pike County area. Mamie Kettle is the chairperson, the president of the NAACP chapter in Macomb, Mississippi for 20 years. And she said, 30 years. Mamie, you ain't even looked that old. Let's give Mamie Kettle, first of all, a big round of applause for just being so connected to your community. And then after all that, guess what? She just informed me that she does not get a paycheck. And a lot of people think, oh, they're doing it for the money. Well, this lady is not doing it for the money. That's why we help them on firsthand and get down to the nitty-gritty. First, welcome to the show.
Well, let me just let the listeners know that I have been the president since 2019, mm-hmm. but I've been in with the organization for 30 years. Before Mr. C.C. Bryant passed away, I came to the office and he was there with Mr. Melvin Hollins, former judge of Justice Court here in Pike County, and I had an opportunity to be there to see him and see some of the work and the conversation just being amongst them. But I have to give credit to who now she was, Jeanette Coward during that time, but now mm-hmm. she's Jeanette Walker. Mm-hmm. And she brought me in the NAACP. Mm-hmm. And through all of that, I have had a lot of knowledge, gained a lot of knowledge from the organization, mm-hmm. from all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, all the way down to Pike County. And I have served on several committees, worked side by side with the national president, Mr. Derrick Johnson. So I think I'm well-rounded when it comes to knowledge of what to do with the organization. And never once do I try to do anything to hurt anybody, because this is a service job for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't get paid. And I'm a type of a person that I want the community to feel like they can come to me about anything. And saying that, that's why it was really important. Well, saying that was what really got me kind of hurt about the whole situation with the Democratic Party. So I just, I want to always be transparent. We have an office in Beartown. We just had a meeting, and our meeting is every second Saturday at 3:00. We will have one in November. We will not have one in December because we'll be having our end of the year luncheon. And so we won't have a meeting per se. So I'm trying to make sure that I stay transparent and let the community know that the action that I took by doing the Facebook was an awareness. Not to hurt. Mm-hmm. I have people out right now canvassing. We're going to have people also tomorrow canvassing and phone banking for the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Now, the candidates, that's what we need to get back to, the rebuttal. This is a rebuttal on Patrick Beasley, the Democratic candidate.
I have much respect for Mr. Beasley. Mm-hmm. I have talked with him on numerous occasions. He done an expungement clinic. I went out of my way to go and support just to let him know that I think he's doing an awesome job. I don't endorse any candidates, not even my best friend when she ran. So I try to be fair. So my whole thing was just to open the doors so all candidates can have that opportunity. No, if they didn't want, if they had other things to do, I understood. I even told them that they was welcome to send a representative. Some candidates did that. They sent representatives. That's all. There wasn't nothing personal. And I'm hoping that this don't hurt anybody. But if it can get some people to talk and walk themselves to the polls, so be it. I hope they come.
Well, Patrick Beasley, first of all, he had a few, he had a prior engagement. And I believe he said, he told you that he couldn't make it in advance because of the previous engagement. Because, you know, he has three counties, Waltaw, Pike, and Lincoln County. So I understood, but the forum, I think, in his rebuttal, the problem he had was the timing 3 weeks before the primary. I mean, the general.
I understand that, but let me just say this here. Natchez had one the exactly same night. They had more people. And I actually sent you that paperwork, and they had enough time. Actually, they had more than two people per categories, and they did it in a timely manner. Okay. I have not just started doing this. We have been doing political forums for years. We know how we get people that know what they're doing. Ms. Ella Taplin done a wonderful job. She articulated throughout the entire forum. She made sure she gave everybody time to make have conversation as far as question and answer sessions, gave them time to introduce themselves and time to end to give a closing. So we've been doing this for so many years, and we have had people throughout the state that have patterned after some of our forums. It's not that we're something that we're just throwing together.
Yeah. Okay, that's speaking of time. One of the complaints that Mr. Beasley's manager, Ms. Harrison, and Mr. Beasley, the 3 minutes that you have to introduce yourself and your campaign and giving the audience the time to ask questions. This was the first complaint. The second complaint.
Well, let's just take one complaint
one at a time. So we're going to do the first complaint.
The first complaint is about the time.
About the
that
time.
That is a structure that is even on the on a national forum. They only give you a certain minute of times to do the introduction. They give you a certain minute of times to do to answer a question. Then if you have a rebuttal, then they give you like 1 or 2 minutes to do that. That's the way it can flow, and it's always going to be precise. You was there at the forum. Did it flow?
Yes,
was there
it flowed.
Any problems?
Yeah. No, we didn't have problems
and
at all.
And all the questions was asked of the individual. We made sure that if there's anybody, we asked the question that the moderator had first. Then we had questions from the audience, and then we had questions from Facebook Live. So all of that was done because we have done this so many times. We know exactly. We set up for a 2-hour window. That's really why I called. I didn't have Mr. Beasley, my other individual that works with me hand in hand. She called him and made sure and asked him will he be able to come. I have done this long enough to know exactly how many people that we're going to have to speak, how much time it's going to take them, and also make sure that the audience have any questions, they write their questions down. We only had a few people, and I was one of those, that because I was Facebook Live, she gave me the opportunity to ask my question. But otherwise, most of all of our questions was written out.
Okay, that's the next problem, the questions. Mr. Beasley has been serving as assistant. So there are questions that he needed to be brought out. In your mind, should you and Mr. Michael McDowell, you know what I'm saying, go over these questions? Should it be the NAACP you know, their thing to write the questions?
No, sir. We do not give the candidate an opportunity. This is knowledge. What you know about, you're bringing your experience. You're bringing your education. You're bringing your knowledge. If you're new to the position, you need to research your job before you become in that position. So we're not going to give you the question so you can get that time to answer the question. No, that's the purpose. Nobody knows those questions but the moderator. I had her to get those questions. When she got there, she gave me a copy. I didn't even know the question. That's the way, and I have gotten attorneys to be the moderator, facilitator of the program. I have make sure whenever that I'm over it, that we make sure that we be fair to everybody. It's not right for me to give you the answers and not and the question and not give nobody else the question. That way we just make sure that nobody, independents, Democrats, or Republicans, have those questions.
Okay. All right. Now, the you being, is it personal, too personal for me to ask you? You have to be have to operate from a bipartisan level.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get any kind of flack the fact that it's noted that you are a Democrat? Do you show any kind of favoritism because should you be an independent maybe?
No, listen, I vote what I want to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Democrat or Republican or independent, me as an individual. I just told you a few minutes ago that mm-hmm. one of my friends ran mm-hmm. in a position. I did not get out and endorse her.
Okay, so you so don't endorse candidates.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. We just wanted to put it on record to touch on that again for anybody. She's favored. She's showing favoritism, but y'all heard it from the horse's mouth. She don't care what you are. She does not endorse candidates. Go to the next one. Mr. Beasley, as we his memory served me correctly in his interview, he have a problem with the place at the Martin Luther King Center. The guy had opened up a door for Mr. Wally Jones or Mr. Adams, Brandon Adams, who is Mr. Beasley's opponent.
Okay, let me just nip this in the bud about the location. We have it in a place where people that's in that area can come to it, where they don't have to drive. It can save them money. It can save them time. They just get off of work. They can come on to us. That's why we have it there in that location. Not only do we have it at the location is MLK Center, which is on in 601 Martin Luther King Drive, mm-hmm. and we also have it. We have had it at the sports complex, which is at 601 Magnolia Street
here in Macomb.
So we have gone to both places. So when you and I don't like going out and saying why you having it in our neighborhood. The blacks do not own that center,
mm-hmm.
just like the whites don't own the sports complex.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all both properties of the city,
mm-hmm.
and anybody can use those facilities.
Yes.
The white folks don't own Southwest College. Anybody can go and rent that facility.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing, it doesn't matter where you can have it. But my whole thing, if you have a problem with it, and especially if you're a member of the organization, why not come to me as the president and tell me these things?
Mm-hmm.
Again, at the beginning, at the top of the hour, I said, I want to be transparent. And I want to be fair.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how close a relationship do you and Michael McDowell, how many times is there a monthly meeting that you and he get together? Because you are the left arm and he's the right arm in the whole equation. Now, what comes from the brain, the head of the party?
I haven't attended since being the president. I did at the beginning, but this year I haven't attended anybody parties, Republican
mm-hmm.
or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't attended any of them.
You think that may be something that you might kind of revisit in the future where you can
I don't have a problem to going to anybody
mm-hmm.
as the president of the NAACP. I do not have a problem attending any party meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do I have time? That's the next thing. They have a meeting today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to do it because I have a meeting today
and
at 6 o'clock.
You are here now.
I'm here
yeah.
now, and when I
yeah.
leave here, I got a meeting to do.
Yeah.
And I work.
And Janet Walker, your assistant, she'll be at the one.
I don't know if she's going.
Yeah, I just got off the line. She said she'll be there.
Okay. And, she's busy, too.
Yeah, everybody's busy. Let's talk.